Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all have a bunch of kids and forget some of them in the back seat or just all of them.
friend in my friend's house, and I'm going to leave it out on a table. Why do you have it on you, and why don't you have a holster, pussy? And put the safety on. Damn, leave it in your car, dumbass. When you got so high, you forgot about it? Good job, because that toddler shot that other toddler. Well, it got left on the table by an adult. Well, maybe they didn't need a gun in the first place. So when are we going to start making people carry insurance with guns like we do with ours? Here, you can now tell on somebody, just like when they made slave catchers, which is where 911 came from, if a person wants to get an abortion, and you can sue. What the fuck does it have to do with you? Not a goddamn thing. I see that being a white male thing to do. Yeah. But you know what you don't want, though? We don't feed kids, either. We don't feed them. We don't take care of them. We don't give them none. We're going to make sure you have that kid, but don't you dare ask for help. How dare you need food stamps that comes out of your fucking taxes to begin with? How dare you need child care? What? COVID made you lose your health? Sorry. We're too busy making sure that Israel has everything they need, including free abortion. Why are we giving them money? I don't know. But for some reason, white people that are these conservatives want to conserve everything but the planet we live on and the proper things. Like, teachers are being taught how to triage children. My kid gets shot in the chest and her teacher doesn't help her because he's trained to leave her. Guess who better shoot himself in the face or never fucking show his face up in this town again. Okay? Tell you what. Teachers aren't doctors. Also, they're not in charge of the curriculum that is given to your children. My friend's kid has got product placement going in her fucking homework. Why does a kindergartner need to know anything about symbols of products? They don't. We're training people to be consumers and dumb fucks. Why the fuck am I taking 10 away from one sum and adding it to another just to get the same fucking bullshit that I would get if I added the two fucking together? Makes no sense. If my rent is $750, I'm not going to round it off because there's a fucking zero there. Are you dumb? What is wrong? Like, I'm having to do, like, college algebra? Forget about it. But the introduction to fucking math, because they want to change things common core-like, you're making people dumb. That's not how it's done, sir. No. We're not going to round off and then add and then take the... Where the fucking number's going? You don't make no goddamn sense. No, my kid's going to learn math the way I did. We're not doing that. I had to fucking make my own way to solve this because this does not happen here like this. No. No. And then this dump, like, my school is for, like, it's for hidey-tidy smart people, right? So I somehow got in. But I didn't take the "are you smart enough to be there" test. So they're like, well, we're worried about your math. Well, you're worried about my math because y'all are teaching people to add and subtract and do dumb fucking shit and change the goddamn rules. So nothing that I learned made any goddamn sense anymore. Even it, like, I tried to remember. It's all about remembering formulas. It's not, oh, I studied this and it wasn't on the test. You're studying how to solve the problem in certain fashion, like solving a puzzle. Not learning these numbers do this in certain blah, blah, blah. No, you're learning how to solve problems. But the way that we're doing it now doesn't make any fucking sense. This is not how math is done. Not how it was done when I was growing up, and that's not how I add my bills. No, nines don't change shit. Dumb, fucking dumb shit. So they're having me do this test, and they're like, well, if you don't pass it, you'll be banned from this school, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, but I just paid a shit ton of money to be here, and then you guys pay the rest. So then why tell me? And I'm holding a high GPA already. Everyone else, half the people that I started with aren't even there anymore. And know. But they're having me an introduction in math next month because they're going to make me do the test. So they're worried about my math. They're like, we just want you to be successful. You mean you want to make sure I didn't hack my way in? Because that's what you think I did. Hey, because the lady that started with me, she got fired. And I think it's because she snuck me in somehow. And then when me got me with a lot of money coming, like, I think I got too much from them, honestly. So I only had to pay about $9,000 out of pocket. So I'm already down to 817 something or whatever. So, but that doesn't mean the next month, they're going to add up because each class is like 450. So as I'm getting rid of debt and paying it as I go, I'm going to be adding it to, at least I won't have interest. And that's the only, how you doing? It's the only thing I'm worried about, having no interest. So, but Sammy's dead, and he's been here for days. I'm not going to forgive him, though. I like him begging. I want him to be stuck. Well, thank you. I'm sick right now, so, but I haven't been on in about, a week or something, because we've been ill, and I've had school, and all this dumb shit. I will try. I'm trying. It's horrible. Like, at some point, you just, like, you can't breathe. Like, in my chest. I hope I don't end up with pneumonia, because that's how Sammy did. But I'm not, like, in a cold gel like him, so, stupid bitch. You shouldn't fuck with some witches. Eventually, you probably will die. I've outlived two of them now. It does, but I'm in a university in Virginia, so I'm there for cybersecurity and, like, computer science, technology, blah, 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 blah. Well, my major is cybersecurity, but my minor is, like, web development. The best thing is I stopped puking. Yay, at least I'm not throwing up. But, yeah, like, computer science, information technology. Basically, I'm going to be taking my security further and doing criminal justice. And my end thesis is going to be the relationship between cybercrime and abusive relationships. Yeah. The thing I'm not enjoying is discussion. It's very hard to talk to people who don't know what they're even talking about, didn't read the material, don't have any real thought of their own to bring to the table, and can't conversate. They're completely introverted. So that's the only part I don't like, and that's 25%. Of, like, our grade, so. But I'm holding consistently a 92.5 in discussion. No. I actually left the medical industry just in time when COVID happened because so many stupid people. So I'm like, hey, I don't need to be thousands of dollars in debt for y'all. Don't even follow goddamn medical advice and do what's best for you. Why the fuck am I doing that to myself? Because that shit was way harder than what I'm doing. You have to be, like, amazingly smart to be an LPN. I'm in advanced math, but I fucking hate it. I can tell you the answer. Don't ask me to write it down, though. And that's my problem. Right now, my weakness is linear graph. I'm good. How are you? Taking a break from my discussions today to do my show. I've been sick for over a week now. And, haven't been on. But, yeah. If we're gonna be shouting out the rooftops about one missing female, I'm from Florida in the U.S., then we need to be shouting out from the rooftops for every missing female and male that goes missing equally. I guess that's not how that works, though. Where are you from? Your name tells me... Oh! My actually have Morocco on my map, on my radio station, so that's really awesome. See if anyone showed up to the show. It would be weird on a Thursday. It's Thursday, right? Yeah. Okay. Nobody's here. Cool. We're doing a stream and radio, live radio on Blog Talk Radio, and I actually have people in Morocco who have listened. I've got 38 countries right now and 49 states, so almost there. I can't wait until my map is like full in every country is blue. So I'm not allowed in Iraq. So I got a cease and desist letter to not broadcast there, so I don't broadcast or do any ads over there. Iran's cool. They let me listen over there. So it's the only place so far that's like told me no. Never been, but I would love to go. I can leave the country, vote, run for office. I can't own a gun in Florida, though, but I can in Texas. I just can't have any certifications and use any of my certifications for work. Thanks, Florida. Thanks, government. Until a year from now, where I'm out of punishment after being out of prison since I was 23. I got out of prison when I was 23. Have some rubies that are from there, some ruby hoops that my mom gave me, but my ex, who recently passed away in jail, he tried to murder me earlier this year, he died, but I'll never see that earring again, because I needed him to get out to get to it, because he stole it from me, because he thought it was funny. I do wonder, though. Well, thank you. I would love to visit. I actually got my, you can apply for your, what's it called? Passport letter before COVID happened, so I'm going to get my passport so I can travel. And then one of these summers, I will let her go stay with Dad for the summer, and then I'll go travel to some places for a couple weeks and do some country hopping. That should be fun. I don't want to take her with because I don't want something happening. I can be safer and less of a target if I don't have her, because she would be a perfect target for a trafficker over there, unfortunately. I mean, not that I wouldn't, but it's just me and I'm having to look out for myself. It's too weird. Giving everyone who
goes missing like this, an equal chance of being found. Add me and I'll find you in my mystery box where people who don't know me go, and then I'll add you. But I'm gonna go because I feel a coughing fit coming, and that's terrible. I don't want to be coughing on here. I already did that so much, and it's annoying. I'm extremely tired. I have to, like, do my workout for the day and do some cool stuff. And finish some discussion. We gotta go back and forth by Sunday, and I'm just bad at this, talking to people who suck. I don't know. So that's the tea, everyone. Wear your mask above your nose. Wash your hands. Black lives matter. Indigenous lives matter. Native lives matter completely as much as everyone else's, and they don't even get any of the exploitation as anyone else in a good way, rather than being sold off to slavery and trafficking and death. So anyway, bye! Get your fucking shots, idiot. And that concludes my stream for the day. I'm sick as crap, but I'll be back on tomorrow. Let's hope I'm well enough to do tarot. So many people have been writing me and asking where I am. I'm alive. I'm just sick right now. I don't feel very good. So I will catch up with you this weekend. I love you all. You heard what I said. Bye!